my stressing. I better count my blessing. Life could have been more threatening, but it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all I pull up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. I'm still awake, I'm good. True man, always on the cellular. Making plans like I'm ahead of ya. But nothing ever happens if it ain't with you. If it weren't for you, I never see America. All these places I go regular. I never would have fell in love with you. Without you, why am I stressing? I better count my blessing. Life could have been more threatening, but it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all I pull up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. I'm still awake, I'm good.
Crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute to computers, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists, turn to consumers.
Yeah!
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Just to get by. You ask why some people gotta live in the trailer, cuss like a sailor. I paint a picture with the pen like Norman Mailer. Myself, melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. Before my nigga core bail me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Do or die like Best Stars, see the red skies, the window of the red eye, the lead flies, the G-rap shit, living the last time.
Today. I look real good today. I look real good today.
Jumping out the mother Bentley. Rolling in a gas and new Balenci's. Walking with a pocket full of Benji's. I'm a 10 piece.
I look real good today. 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 Today.
CNN don't show it. He's a wire. Smile, la. Oh, yes, I am. Ooh, I met a girl this morning. She was love at first sight. Ooh, I met a girl this morning. And she was beauty to my eyes. I ask her where she from, she tell me in the tropics. She asked me what's my name, I tell her I am Connie's. And I said, girl, tell me what's your name. And she tell me that her name is Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Smile for me, Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Ooh, Lord, smile for me.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. I sure hope everybody is smiling today with the crowdings that we came into. But for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Miss Gina the Great and Pharaoh.
Bless.
Good morning.
But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightened Officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens. Pharaoh, the floor is yours, my friend.
Bless. Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I am so grateful. I am grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on air this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very educational, let it be entertaining, and let it be very empowering to our listeners. Keep them safe, keep them positive, and keep them healthy where they are. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe. Thursday morning, guys. How you guys feeling today?
You know, you said an intro, but Queen Kaya, are you with us?
Kaya!
Queen Kaya is in the house. Is Queen Kaya in the house? Mic check. Are we hearing her? Queen Kaya, are you on?
I am on. You guys sound a little far away, but I'm here. Grand Rising.
Yeah. You know, as we're going through our intro, I was like, wait a second. You said Gina the Great. You said
I did. Quite Queen Kai, I never ever forget you, darling.
Never. So, as we do our tune the tab.
All right, let's talk about it. Since we didn't start with Kaya, Kaya, how was your week? It's Thursday morning. How you been feeling?
I am quarantining still, so okay. I'm a little under the weather. I have cabin fever. I'm over the cold already. So okay. Wish me luck because my knees are crunchy.
Girl, and we're here early in the morning, so you're going to have to double up. As Pharaoh said before, it is Long John weather.
Yes. It's okay, though. I'm loving it. God bless Montreal, you know, for all of the great things that it does offer. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
And we're glad to have you with us.
Welcome back.
All right, G, how's it going?
It's going super blessed. Coming back from visiting some family in Toronto for a week.
Okay.
You know, the nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Ran me ragged. That week sped so fast. It's different when you're taking care of kids.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I know all about it. Talk to me about it. Yep.
It was Monday. I blinked. It was Friday. And then I was on my
way. You're like, yeah. Pharaoh, what's going on in your world?
Well, let's see. So I was here at the spot last night. Setting up for today's show. And I've declared it officially Long John season. I said it. I don't know if there's other people like me out there, but I don't know when to start wearing Long Johns. Like, I'm not too sure if there's an official launch date.
When the snow flurries came, like it did on Tuesday.
Oh, so
that is
late.
Long John Day. Yeah. That's it. When you see the snow flurries up out of nowhere, that is when you put on your Long Johns.
Yo, so I want to thank you for that, Trish, because now moving forward, myself and other people. That's my Amazon jungle alarm going off.
Oh, interesting. Pharaoh's got jungle alarms, guys. Alarms. Okay.
So now I do know. So first sign of flurries is when it's time for
absolutely, because then that's where you know it's real cold out there.
My first sign is when I got to turn the heat on in the house.
Okay.
But that's like October.
That's all before flurries. Yo, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that
that's
either, though. I think
too.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, that's fact. But no, so aside from that, like this past week, I put out a post on my social media because there's been a lot of ups and downs, you know, going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to just like give thanks, you know, and it really dawned on me. There's always something to give thanks for. You know, and that's something I want to encourage our listeners, you know, like to do is to just acknowledge and just if you can just find that one thing to be thankful for. And in my case, I was thankful for opportunities that were born out of adversity.
Yes. Amen. You know?
And I felt like that. It's like it gave me a peace. It gave me a joy. But also, I'm just really happy about some of the opportunities that are coming this way. You know what I mean?
Very awesome.
And how are you, Charlie?
Well, you know, Pharaoh, Tilly's not here yet, but I got a bone to pick with you guys. big time bone. So last week, if our listeners listened, I told you guys about my little back problems and spine problems. And both of my brothers in light over here, Thierry and Farrell, told me, try some CBD oil on your body.
Yes, we did too.
Well, you know, I went to Toronto this weekend also. I had a girls' weekend. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to try it.
Woohoo!
Guys, my body had a high. I don't know what was going on, okay? Felt like I was in 2035, okay? Because I was like, yo, I don't feel nothing. Like, this is so interesting. I woke, I was like, okay, let me go to sleep. Maybe this feeling will go away, you know, because I'm not used to this stuff. And then my body was like numb, but it was great. But it was just like, I'm a person of control a little bit. So I don't like to not feel in control of my body. But I was like, these two. So I don't know if I'll ever listen to you guys again.
Yeah.
It was a good and a bad.
Okay.
It was like, maybe I rubbed too much, though, because I'm a creature of habit of doing things a little bit too much, but that was
You didn't rub too much. You didn't rub too much. It did what it was supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to
do.
Yeah, all right. Because you know, I'm not used to that.
That means the piece is connected. You said I didn't feel anything.
No, I didn't feel a thing. Like exactly. A thing. My body was feeling flowy. That's what I could say was flowy.
That's right. Because in your brain, the neurons that needed to touched. The things that were broken started to fix, so you can't quit. You have to keep going.
Okay, thank you, Kaya. See, I don't know about this stuff, right? I had asked them last week, what should I do? Because I am not a person for medication. I don't like pills and stuff, right? I already take blood pressure medication, and that's enough for me. So I wanted something else because I started to get back problems. But they told me try the CBD oil, and I was like, okay, cool, I will. So that's what happened
to me. CBD oil will have you not even taking blood pressure medication anymore.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
Pay attention.
Exactly.
Because of how it makes you feel.
Right.
Because I can tell you might not need it no more if you keep that up, sis.
Okay. I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is what we're missing. You see how Queen Kaya just came with the truth right
there? That's it. She said, I didn't use too much. I felt like I did, though. I felt like I did.
Treat yourself.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. I appreciate that. So what else is going on with everybody?
Well, shoot, I see King Thierry has just entered the building.
Hey-o, like he says. Hey-o, like he says.
So, yes. Terry, how was your week?
How was your week?
My week was awesome. How was y'all week?
It was good. It was.
Everybody's looking so good. Jesus
you
Christ.
Too. You
guys
too
are
this morning.
Black people. That's not
morning. What does that even mean?
I told you guys my trick is I just don't sleep the night before.
You're a different breed.
I'm just thankful that black don't crack.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
Yeah, that's it.
Because this is brush teeth reach.
Exactly.
Yeah, it kind of rhymes. Brush teeth.
Brush teeth reach. Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
So that's what it do. So look. So basically, so as we're now just getting ready to transition into our next segment, I want to actually. So we always got to big up one, the Pub St. Pierre for making it possible for us to be able to be here.
Shout out to St. Pierre.
You already know. Just big shout out to DJ Bobby Payne for our mixes. So before we're gonna leave you guys with the next little quick mix as we set up for the next segment.
Let's get it. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
This is DJ Bobby.
I'm
Kings.
The man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Yeah!
I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
Get out!
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my head. And I'd have made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with laying in a coffin. But I'd have made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life.
I'm glad. Whether I'm poor or rich or poor, dog, it's all the same shit. I'm black, even Even though my skin's kinda light, that mean my ancestors was raped by somebody white. I'm black, so I like to sing, dance, and crack jokes. Eat good food and be around black. I'm black, so I like the oldies on Sundays. Drink all night and still go to work Monday. I'm black, so I like my kids looking real nice. Cause I've been poor and I know what it feels like.
I'm black,
and I'ma say it loud like James Brown. People be proud cause we all up in the game now.
I'm black,
and I'ma hold my right fist real high. I might see my man and we might get real.
I'm black,
and I know it and I ain't afraid to show it.
I'm black,
and I'm a genius and a malicious fucking poet.
No, killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
How we gon' follow our dreams locked in a prison? They try to swallow me whole, God be my witness. Deprive me out of my dreams, but I'm relentless. I want the money, ain't never want attention. So I don't pay attention to comments and all the mentions. Cause they ain't see my vision. I was washing dishes, so my rats turning to riches. Glad when it was Christmas. We ain't even barely get presents, but we was gifted. In a school of failure, we present perfect attendance. Welfare, baby, we working, what would they give us? Made me some college judge, still gave me a sins. No period, city girls looking scared. When it's really real, when your bank account 20 mil in your house. Up on a hill in your van, in the driveway you walk out. And see the grill they got, you believe. Make sure you pray when you kneel.
You know I still believe,
Bobby Page just coming with the real. Gina the Great.
What it do, Pharaoh?
Yeah, well, you know how it is, man. The regular things, yo. So I'm very excited to have you here and to have you back physically with us, Gina.
As am I. It's nice to visit family, but it's nice to be back home in your things, though.
Your bed.
That's what
I think about.
not living out of your bag.
Your bag.
facts. So, yeah. So now, and you know, like they say, you need a woman's touch to be able to just make shit better. You know what I mean? And
I tend to agree.
Yeah, I agree with that very much.
Hey, I'm, lie. Yeah.
Lies. No, I say that because I've been doing the community updates, the business zone for some time now. But Gina's been on just give me a hand for the last couple of weeks. I don't know, it could be months. I don't know. I've lost track of time and days.
It's been weeks.
I don't know. It could be months. Yeah, I don't know, man. But it was only a matter of time until she's like, yeah, I got to remix this thing because I find it's just not working out. The vibes.
Wait. I never said it's not working out. I just want to zhuzh. I just want a little zhuzh it up. You know what I mean?
So. I'm not mad at it at all. So we're coming with some new things. So Jen, so walk us through.
Yeah, so Fair and I were talking over the weekend, and I mean this is the Empower Hour, and you know, empowerment is a we thing, not a me thing.
Mm.
So I like to share some things that I try to go about and in life to help me, and especially in these times. So we kinda wanted to do like an affirmation of the week,
mm-hmm.
and maybe set a small goal, a fun goal. Nothing like, don't take it too seriously, but just give yourself a little goal of the week and, you know, take your mind off of, I don't know, COVID.
I like
Ooh,
it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so what's our affirmation for this week?
So the affirmation for this week is my happiness is my responsibility.
Ooh.
It sure is. That's right.
It is.
I like that.
And so here's the thing. I know that right now there's a lot going on. 2020 was a wash. but
really
yes. Actually, no lie though, my 2020 was pretty good.
It's because I was about to say is it subjective?
It was a wash for my travel. I'll tell you that much.
I know, that's true.
Yeah, for the travel.
Wait, guys, just clarify, because I'm not the smartest guy. Is it subjective or objective when we say it's subjective? So
yeah.
It really depends on, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it depends on who is actually saying it.
Yes. All right, cool. Yes, that's true. But ultimately speaking, I know that there's a lot, everyone has a past. There's a lot of things that happen. Things can be heavy, but you have to take your hands on the reins and really just be responsible for your happiness and just decide that from this day forth, I'm going to do what makes me happy, because you only have one life to live.
Mm. Gina, just come in with that greatness. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm liking the snap
vibe. It's just one of those things where it comes with, you know what I mean? No, so that's the energy right there. I like that. So that is our affirmation. So we got to remind it, and we got to plug that on our page too, so people know that.
100%. Farrah, what do you do to keep up your happiness?
I just remember, like I think back. I find one key thing to just bring me back to that joy. Because again, I guess it's subjective, and it is really, you have the choice to choose, like, do I want to focus on something that's annoying me, or do I just want to find the whatever's lighter? Like, you know, the glass, I'm a glass half full kind of person. So, you know, so that's really what keeps me positive, what keeps me happy. It's just forever finding the silver lining, forever finding the, you know, opportunity out of adversity. Like I was saying earlier, like, it's like, these are what keeps me up.
So anytime I'm feeling a little down, I do a little FaceTime with my sister to speak to my niece and nephew. And she's been doing this thing for the last few weeks, because that's my road dog. Like, that's my little partner right there. She just turned 2. Aww. And so when I call, she's always like, hello. If that doesn't make you smile, so your cute. Heart is dark, okay? She gets me every time. But to that point, let's get to the goal. So this is a little something, you know, that I want to give the people to try and do in the following week, just to get your mind off of certain things and just do something special. I was going to give you one goal, but I'm going to hold that off for maybe next week.
All right, cool.
Because on Tuesday I went out for groceries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I told myself this needs to be my goal of the week. I probably wore my biggest, baggiest sweatpants.
Okay.
An oversized. Sweater.
So last week we mentioned an exceptional book, and I said we would try our best to get this exceptional woman on the line with us. Hold on, can we get Alvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Woohoo! you guys, like I said, the glass is always half full for me. I celebrate every little success. The fact that I can hear you coming through my headphones, that's a huge success. Woohoo! That's a win for me. So, Alvina Ryan, thank you so much for being on with us this morning in the Business Zone.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So before we dive in, like, you know, how I like to get down. So first, for those who might not know, can we introduce who is Alvina Ryan to the people? Hello?
Oh, so are you doing it or you want me to do it? I know you know me.
Oh, no. You're doing it.
Oh, you want me to do it. Okay. I was waiting for you to introduce me. Okay, yeah, no problem.
No. I like to toss the ball back into your court. You can go ahead. You can dive in.
My name is Alvina Ryan. Most people know me around town as a massage therapist. I'm a sports massage therapist, medical massage therapist. I've been doing it for over 25 years. I also have a bachelor's degree in athletic therapy. I worked for the Montreal Alouettes for 15 years as a therapist as well. And I have other parts to me. I mean, for many years, I worked as a financial advisor, and now I'm an author. So I just come out with a new book, and so I'm very happy about that. Another thing people know about me is that I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So amen. Praise the Lord.
This book is called I Pray on Purpose Because.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's prayers for about faith and hope and victory and deliverance, especially in this time, 2020,
mm-hmm.
Where people thought it was a write-off year. But, you know, you always have to find joy and peace and happiness in everything you do. And so I kind of created this book in a way to give hope because, you know, especially when COVID started back in March, mm-hmm. like, you know, we went through the lockdown. We were thinking, you know, it's just going to be a few months. So mm-hmm. I figured after this, you know, we're going to have so much to be thankful for. And and so this is the end of that journey.
I love that. And we were really commending the title last week, I Pray on Purpose, because it's a heavy name, and it's very fitting for the time that we're in, and I definitely appreciate that. So from what we understand of the book, so it's a compilation. So what was the experience putting it together?
Well, the experience was not what I expected, but it was great. So you know, being a first time author, I learned everything, so from the beginning, but luckily I had a great publisher as well. Mm. And, you know, I have to let you know, I have co-writers.
Okay. Yeah, yes.
So I formed a group in April called Empowered Women.
Mm.
And the goal was to give, the women a voice.
I love
it. So a lot of people wanted to be an author, but never had the platform. So they were able to creatively put a prayer into this book. And some people preferred to do a testimony. But it was such a blessing by the time we finished the whole thing, when it came together, those prayers, the testimonies, they were very real.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of people, as I said before, I'm a Christian. But just because you're a Christian, it doesn't mean that you know how to pray.
Oh, I want to repeat that. So just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you know how to pray. Sorry, I like to, you know, just emphasize something.
Yeah.
That's a big one. People need to know that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Right. So the goal is, you know, to give people an idea of how people pray.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means is one of these prayers the only way to pray, but it gives you a start. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we learn everything by example. So, you know, the Bible has examples of how to pray. And then the book has examples of how to pray. And I explain the Acts method of how to pray in the book. So, you know, just even starting, it's like exercise, right? I have a bachelor's in exercise science. And you have to start.
Mm-hmm.
You have to exercise the muscle. You have to do it every day. And then it becomes a habit. And then when it's ingrained, then you're going to really experience the power of prayer, because there's so many promises in the Bible about what prayer can do, but we don't really exercise that. We don't really test it. We don't really believe in it. So when you read other people's experiences and you really realize how prayer has helped their lives, and when you start small, then you're going to realize all the potential power of prayer.
Wow. You see, all right. I'm going to nip it there because that was heavy. That was heavy. I'm excited. So now, how do they get the book? I know right now, like, there's tons of, we could get it online and whatnot, but can we just let the community know how to get the book, where we could find you, how we follow you, all the good stuff?
Perfect. So the main way would be to go where the publisher is. So it's
www.thedivangroup.com/EW. So again, www.thedivangroup.com/EW. Mm-hmm. But you could also reach out to me on Facebook. So Facebook/Alvina Ryan, or you can just call me. I have a LinkedIn page. So any way you reach out to me, you can get a book.
Amazing. So we're in right now, because I want to encourage the community. We're on the page right now. So people, we could pre-order. Is that what it is right now? Basically, we could place our order for the book. It's going to be physical copies of the book, or there ebook options as well?
No, it's physical copies of the book. Okay. So, it's right now it's in pre-order, so it's a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm,
So
nice.
It's a good time to order.
Good.
But in December, it will be at regular price. So basically, yeah, it's a good time to reach out to us. I'll save you a copy. I live in the West, but mm-hmm. I'm always downtown. So we'll just make an arrangement. It would be good to see the face of people who buy the book anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, share the joy, spread the love. Good Christmas present if you're looking for something. So that's it.
Amazing.
And let's not sell you short either, Alvina. You mentioned your 15 years with the Alouettes, but you're also a speaker. You're also a trainer, a spa consultant, a coach. So if you need any of those things on top of picking up the book, I say reach out, right?
Well, thank you. I know I when I say that I have so many titles, massage therapist, esthetician, speaker, author, coach, it gets confusing and everybody thinks, how could she be all of those things? But my purpose in life was always to help people.
Mm.
And if you think about, in all of those aspects, I help people. And I think of myself like if I have my mind map on my wall, I think of myself as a bridge. So I connect you from where you are mm-hmm. to where you want to go.
Wow.
So I can't do the work for you, but I'm that connector piece. So, for example, if I give you a massage, usually you come to me because you have pain and, you've been going to different people and you've never experienced what it is to be pain-free, and you're kind of depressed and you don't know where else to go, and you heard about me. Mm-hmm. And so then I will listen to you, and I've probably seen something like this before, so I will take you, give you hope, and then I don't even need to tell you that you're progressing. Mm-hmm. You're going to see after that treatment how you feel, and then you're going to come back, say in 2 weeks, and you're going to see how you go. And when you look back, you'll see that you went from there, from point A to point B. So I just connected you because for some reason you got stuck in the system and you didn't understand and you didn't have hope. So that's my goal as a massage therapist. And then when I was a financial advisor, I wanted to empower women to take control of their finances.
Mm-hmm.
And many people were like, well, I know how to budget, but it's more than just budgeting. It's how to use the tools like insurance and to make wise investments so that you could really leave a legacy to your family. We should be making sure that the next generation is well set up. So I was empowering women that way. And as a speaker, I give lectures and I used to work with the Black community and I work with spa shows and I really help them to really take control of their lives. And now as an author, I'm empowering women to creatively put their joys on paper. And also, you asked me about the experience. Well, it was an experience, but then I can take someone else on that experience. So again, that whole bridge, I'm going to take you with me, or I'm going to help you get to the other side. So in every aspect that I do, that's how I am. And I just love to help people.
Alvina, we definitely appreciate you in the community. We will continue to promote and support and encourage, because as we are able to empower you, you're able to empower others. So I want to just thank you again for being a guest with us this morning on the OFC Business Zone, and just continue doing what you're doing. And so one more time, so people could just, I've just plugged it on our page again, so anybody who's looking can just go on the Empower Hour on Facebook, and we have put the link directly to Alvina as well as the link to be able to get the book, so you guys could check it out and follow and support.
Perfect.
Cool.
So perfect. And I do have my own website, alvinaryan.com, so that's another way to find me as well.
Ah, perfect. So, Queen, thank you so much again for being with us this morning, and have an exceptional rest of your day.
Stay blessed. Thank you.
Thanks, Queen.
Thank you.
Right. That was dope.
Interesting.
You already know. So. Okay.
These stands on my patience. Bless me when I plan to the game. New plans, you can never start a web cause I'm about to take off. I'm my pull up, put up, I'm all to something. Should I put that approach precaution? Calling, it's time for me, chosen. He puts the shining bomb. The pressure the client wants. Let me know. See God's work here at every show. He hold me down, go down.
This is God's work, and I care what them are saying. I don't care what them say. We make the beat, mash the work. I don't care what them say. I don't care what them say. God's work. I don't care what them say. I don't care what them say. Put your blessed mama curse. I don't care what them say. I don't care what them say.
Never gonna test my G's. Enemies can never test me. I trust the energy. That's all around me. You are nowhere. I tell my mama don't worry. I got to go give you just everything.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. All right, so community update time.
Yes, people take notes, because this is what's going on in the community. Vera, you mentioned an article Tivia had posted out speaking about, oh gosh.
Sorry, I had to kiss T. I had to kiss T right away.
Time.
No, as you say, Tivia, I feel that should be everybody's response. Tivia.
Oh, I don't even subscribe.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter to me. Responsible for my happiness.
Exactly.
I like
control
it.
That.
So they were talking about a web millionaire, Faraz Patel, who was indicted for money laundering in the U.S.
Yeah,
and serving 36 months in prison. But the only image of him they could find was the one of him standing next to
P.K. Subban.
So he didn't have a Facebook. He didn't have LinkedIn. Else? He's a web millionaire. He didn't have LinkedIn.
Didn't
you couldn't
look.
Get his LinkedIn profile picture or...
I don't know. I just find, like, what's that term? Like, clickbaiting? Like,
100%
clickbait.
It's
absolutely
disgusting.
Clickbait.
Yeah, but to click, to bait the click, it starts with the title. So that picture was not even necessary.
Well, people don't read titles.
People
don't.
They
look at pictures.
You ain't lying.
People too much credit.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely because
that's like a prime minister Legault thinking Quebec people could understand systematic and systemic.
Facts.
Giving them way too much credit right now.
You're not
you
lying.
Bring it back to the basics. What frustrates me is this: the man is brown. Mm-hmm. You would think that having a brown person would be enough for them.
You're right.
Oh, they have to throw in the black out.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, because it's one and the same. They see us as the same. Although, you know, in some communities, they see a difference. But to them, it's just, it's color
they
folks.
They can, because if that argument was true, then you don't need to add a black guy to a brown picture.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that's a we thought. That's not a they thought.
So why do you think they put him there? Because he's famous in black.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say. Having two brown guys that committed fraud wasn't enough.
Right.
They want more clicks, so they say, hey, let's throw in, and mind you, a guy that has given more money than this shitty media has ever given.
Thank you.
To hospitals to care
absolutely.
For kids.
Yep.
And that's what I always say.
Yeah.
Racism attacks diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Brown people, indigenous people, black people. Anti-black racism attacks only black people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anti-black racism is literally similar to anti-Semitism is to Jews.
Mm.
Anti-black is a black Canadian reality,
yep.
a black American reality. So sometimes that's why I think the word diversity is a dangerous word because it includes white women, by the way, for those of you who didn't know.
Mm.
Yeah, diversity is
everybody all together.
No, facts. Yeah, you're talking facts.
Just, that's it. What do you want to say?
It was the congregation. What do you want?
We could do this if you want. We could snap our fingers.
If we were in church, my hand would have been up. That's what I'm saying. Amen. I agree. Hallelujah. This is one of those it's one of those days this morning. Anyways, Alvina brought the energy. That's what happened. She brought that spirit.
That's it.
All right, what else is popping?
The Holy Spirit. So, also going on, the Social Trap. So that's being hosted by Never Was Average and Lululemon Montreal. They're having a discussion based on social media and algorithms following the Social Dilemma documentary that we've all spoken about a bit late.
I know. It's a minute ago.
Those are in the summer, Social Dilemma.
Yo, COVID, everything slowed down, man. What are you doing?
We got to get the message across. You can't just let it go. It's still important.
Beyond all of this, how you this pretty?
Oh my god, and in the community.
You know, like, Tiggy has to bring it every time.
Always finds a way.
See, that aside, but and there was no segue, no nothing.
Zero.
I just want
to
know.
To that point, better late than never.
Mm, right?
Exactly. You should have said that when he came in. You should have started with that.
I was talking about the Social Trash, but yes, Trish.
Oh, acknowledging Gina's hotness. I understand. Okay, he should have came early with that.
He should have started with that.
Got
it.
Now I understand. And okay, to the point. Now I get it. Now I see how it all ties in. That's
today's thing is connecting. This is where everything is connecting today.
Well, in that case, I want to big up Tracy Paul, because basically, as we're connecting the event, she's one of the speakers at the event, and that's what caught my attention. What? So, as we're making connections, big shout out to Tracy Paul.
What the hell is Tracy Paul?
We're connecting.
I took the opportunity to connect. What happened?
Gina looking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Tracy's gorgeous.
Well, actually, Tracy Paulette's actually pretty
shout
hot too.
To
you know what I mean? I'm just saying, if we're on the topic. Anyways, sorry guys, just continue. Pretend I'm not here.
Next topic. Also, Montreal Sans Profilage is hosting a panel discussion on decolonization and anti-racism in Canadian research and academia, making it happen. Very important. I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks back in terms of what they're teaching in history in schools. So I'm sure they'll be touching on all that. That's a panel that you should reach. By the way, both the Social Trap and MTL Sans Profilage, you can join their event through Facebook. So go to their Facebook page to get all the details of their event.
And we'll plug, like, as you're talking, I'm just plugging the stuff on our page too. So anybody who's listening will be able to check it out.
Absolutely. Unilad mentions Victor Glover will be becoming, Victor Glover will become the first Black astronaut to live on the International Space Station. That's big.
That is big.
Not for me. I don't know if I could do that.
Oh, I'm not doing it. We used to discuss this before on the detour. I'm not going into space at all. I haven't even seen the whole planet Earth. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. I can barely go to Jolicoeur Metro. Jolicoeur Metro is far from me. What do you want
me to go? I just
I've been there once.
Exactly.
Like in high school, you know, when you're thirsty, I'm like, but literally, I've been there once. Like, I would never, you would not find me dead. I've been to Jolicoeur Metro once.
Yep.
You know these metros that nobody goes to?
Yeah.
Jolicoeur Metro, I feel, is one of those.
They're expanding. Be nice.
I guess for people who live around
there. Why?
I know. Wow.
Shout out to anybody lives.
I was about to say, if you live there, we love you and appreciate you here at the Empower Hour.
You don't lose listeners because you don't like Jolicoeur Metro.
I know. Trust me.
No, I agree. I agree. If I can chime in, I agree. Jolicoeur and Monk, two metro stations I never touched.
Monk is one I never got off there in my life. I don't know. And I live at Angrillon. Never touch Monk. Never, yeah. Ever, ever.
I forgot that was a station.
You see
what's happening to you guys? How you guys deep dive? We're talking about the man in space. Now we're talking about the metro is here. You see, that's what it is with you guys
Monk.
In the morning.
Isn't there enough like successful Black Canadians that could like Monk? Can't we just replace Monk? Isn't there a
with something
Black
woman
or Black man somewhere in Quebec that could be, you know, replacing Monk?
Okay, well, actually,
so get on that.
Yeah, I know that's not a bad idea. Actually, okay, so.
Another fun community update. The Nelson Mandela mural was unveiled in Montreal Sud-Ouest.
Sud-Ouest is, that's Little Burgundy, no? It's like
Little Burgundy, Griffintown, Villemar, St. Henry.
It's Tuggy's hood. Tuggy, you see it yet?
Yep.
You saw it? It's dope?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it looks good. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Once again, I question the intentions of whoever are doing these initiatives because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to hate. I'm a unifier. I'm a nation builder. I consider myself one at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. Why do we have these impactful events yet? Anybody here heard about it?
Not at all.
No.
I didn't hear about it. It is against the wall of the United Church.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh.
They could have invited somebody.
Seriously.
But you know who was there?
Mm.
White media.
Wow.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
But that's where I'm calling. You know, I hate to use the term coon, but I'm calling some coonery because how do you not invite community builders? And I'm not including myself. Farrell does community stuff,
and
there's a lot of social entrepreneurs that reached out. Like, did you hear about this? I'm like, no. And I'm looking in the news, I'm seeing CBC, CTV. Mm. And once again, why are you calling white media but not calling black folks?
That's it. That's,
I don't know.
Yeah.
To me,
stand
it's
next
way.
To it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it would have been nice to be there.
Shout out to the artist, though. I'm not trying to bash.
Mm-hmm, true, and to the church.
Right, because I didn't want to do a shout out to the artist. I didn't want to follow up with that. All things considered, the Union United Church is one of the oldest black congregations in Canada, and it's
oldest one in Quebec too, right?
In Quebec, yeah. Also, yep. And it's the place where Mandela spoke on his trip to the city in 1990.
Okay.
So it was painted by artist Franco Egalite and his team. And so the mural was painted by the artist Franco Egalite and his team, and it was sketched out. So Egalite sketched it out by hand. So shout out to Franco Egalite.
Mais c'est dope, Sergi. Mais c'est dope.
Absolument.
Mm-hmm.
In these times as well, a reminder, check on your elders in these times. It's even more difficult for them. Make sure you're healthy and wear your masks and do all the precautions that you need. But they also need your love and light.
Mm.
If you
will. Yeah, it's something that I have to give a shout out to Westcan again, as usual, just because they have an amazing senior program going on right now where they are basically supplying elders with tablets.
iPods still exist?
Tablets, okay, whatever, okay. You know, computer, like digital devices, all right?
Okay.
In order for them to take part in their classes. So they have, it's awesome. They're actually going to the seniors' homes and make sure that they're set up properly. Right. That is service, okay?
Right.
It's not just,
really
here's
service.
Your tablet, figure it out.
Yeah.
It's we're coming here, making sure you're set up. So while they're doing the class, you have another one of the Westcan staff that's actually going to the elders' house who are having issues setting up their little, electronic device and getting them ready. And they're taking part in the cooking classes or the cooking activities. They're taking part in the dance classes, stretch classes, aerobics classes. There's now drum classes where Westcan supplied drums. Literally, they imported drums from, I think it was Mapugini. Tons of drums came in, and they have. There's Westcan drums all over the city. Seniors are drumming, so it's something I have to, one, give a shout out to Westcan for. But it also it made me like think. You know, there's so many isolated seniors out there. You know, and we have to don't forget your granny and your grandpa, man. They're out there. And they're like right now they're going through it. Unfortunately, a lot of them are stuck to the news, so they are feeling it more than everybody because they will listen to the news more than do. At night, and that is just negative media 24/7. You can't tell them to not listen to it, so they're going to take it in. But we kind of have to give them a little balance and come with some love and come with some joy.
Yeah, change their mindset.
Shout out to Westcan for all of that, though. That's really a big step. That's a big step. You know, technology is very hard for a lot of seniors, so for them to go and teach and stuff like that, that's wonderful.
Listen,
wonderful.
I'm still trying to work on certain social media, so
listen, I can't wear an iPhone, I don't have one, so I don't know anything about that. So that even an iPad. I know it's the simplest one, but it's not for me. It's not for me, Trish.
So iPad is the simplest one.
It is. It is.
I thought I was old.
Hey, stop it. I'm not old.
Okay. And also, as a final note for community updates, this week is Trans Awareness Week.
Woo.
Yes. To memorialize the victims of transphobia. I want to, the black trans community have especially been targeted for violence.
Mm.
I also feel it's unfortunate that they themselves feel like they have to have a whole other movement called black trans lives matter. I feel that it should go without saying, and we as a community need to rally up all behind all of our people, including the trans community, the LGBT community, all Black Lives Matter, including trans.
And I would like to add to that what's really specific with I think the trans community within our community is they're a minority within a minority.
Within, yes.
And let's face it, we all grew up on certain song from the Caribbean that would actually today I think would be embarrassing to sing or dance.
Yeah,
to,
true. You know what I mean? That's right.
And it sucks, but it is a dark side of our culture as Black people, where you know if we don't accept the Black LGBTQ2+ community within our own community, how can we demand or take any sort of political or social stance regarding discrimination and racism if we discriminate ourselves?
That's so, right.
Shout out to anybody that's going through this. And if you're young, you're normal. You're not just normal. You're awesome, and you deserve to blossom into whatever is going to emancipate you and your purpose as a human being. So shout out to you and parents listening to this.
Facts.
Absolutely. And I'm going to take the time to plug in. I am Taya Long on IG. Mm. She, they has been a pioneer. Pioneer. She speaks to schools. She talks her truth. And so follow her on IG. I am Tay Long.
So with that, has been the OFC community update. Like we said, everything's going to be plugged on our page. So definitely just continue to follow and support what we're doing. A quick little musical break and let's keep it moving.
Black is like the magic, the magic's like a spell. My brothers went to heaven, the police going to yell, they're going to hello, operator. Emergency hotline. If I say that I can't breathe, will I become a child? Line up to see the movie, line up to see the act. The officers are scheming to cover up their ass. Ask me no more questions, tell me no more lies. You're serving and protecting.
Says guillotine, missionary commission, misery into angel wings, and all he wanna do is be still and cut bread. Never know the dead how they whisper, forgive me. Everything is relative. Politicize the evidence. I heard a politician reiterate all the messages, and all he wanna do is feed family, be famous. Never know the poor how they scream out, redeem me. Everything is casualty. A song I heard the bullets sing. I know a couple babies gonna see him flood tonight. He wish he wasn't magic. All he wanna do is be a passage in the book titled America the Savage. Symphony of symphony, when everything was meant to be. Piano manager, my boy just invented the song for me. And all I wanna do is find love and be happy. And all I wanna do is find love.
I'm very black, I'm very black.
One day, these random girls at my office, and one girl's like, y'all remember how to play Rocky Robbins? And we all broke out into the formation. We were like, popsicle, popsicle, bang, bang. We was rocking in the treetop. And it was so great. It was like these black women that I did not know had met that day, and we like all knew how to play popsicle together. And then like all of the people who weren't black were just looking at us like, did y'all go to elementary school together? It was really like the best. So, and so one day, these random girls at my office, and one girl's like, y'all remember how to play Rocky Robbins? And we all
I read Jamila Woods. I have to that's an old album. It's an old album, but it's one of my favorites. All right, I want to encourage everybody to go check it out. So that is Jamila Woods. The album is exceptional. What's the name of the album? Album Jamila Woods 2000. Oh, it is Jamila Woods 2007. So we're setting up now. We have the next segment. It's going to be super super lit. We have. Oh, okay. We're remixing a little bit. Hold on. Let me turn this up. Turn your mic up. You good? We're good. We on. Test. Whoops. Pause this. Turn this up. We have an exceptional guest in the house with us this morning. Frost, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. All right. Yo, so...
Grand Rising King, how are you?
Good. Blessings and good morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so so Frost and I are on the same call, right?
Correct.
Okay, good, because I can hear him better. I think this is going to work out great.
that's what I like to hear, and everybody's hearing you guys. So if you guys are coming through clear, then you're coming through clear on air. I'm happy. Technology.
Grand Rising, this is Kaya. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm good. Yeah,
amen. Good to hear your voice, King.
Frost. I don't even like for those who do not know. Just Google Frost. I don't know. Like I feel like the actual.
Don't Google Frost. You got an IG Frost at Frost 3030 FROST 3030. That's the IG. Facebook is Jordan Frost. You can go on my website, www.frostastic.com. So that's FROSTASTIC.com. So you can find everything Frost there.
So
we don't use Google.
Yeah, you don't. Okay, more fire for Google then. I didn't get the memo. I got it now. So the so
we don't use that. You know what I'm saying?
That's I'm not mad at that at all. So now so for those who do not know, like you just listed off just everywhere we could get you, and we'll repeat it again at the end of the interview. But for those who do not know, can you just take a quick moment just to introduce the world to Frost for those who might not know?
Frost, I'm from downtown Burgundy, Montreal.
Bergs.
Been doing this for a very, very long time now, I feel. Dropped a lot of videos. Left, came back on a new vibe when in quarantine. During the lockdown, discovered I could do a new style and it worked out. And that's what we ended up doing and we ran with it. So I did a whole project, whole EP that's like Afrobeats, reggae. That's all it is. So you're not going to hear no N-word. You're not going to hear no B-word. You're not going to hear no... There's about like 5 swear words on that whole project.
Now we're
and
talking.
They're all Jamaican swear words. You feel me? They're all Jamaican swear words. So it's not even like any real swear words on the whole album. So just like how you guys heard Monin, the whole vibe is the same thing as Monin. Like right now, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning trying to decide what we're gonna use in the second single, and it's a big debate because it's between 3 tracks. There's about 10 tracks on the project, but they're all different sounds. That's why. So we're gonna see. We're still deciding which one we're gonna put out next. We're already there. We're already like halfway done the second EP. We're already there. There's no time to waste.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's you have to. It's like in this industry, you always have to be on to the next. Like you can't stick. You know what I mean? Like they say.
The only issue I feel with people in Montreal, with the artists, like they come out with a big banger, they come with a hit, and then like they sit and ride the wave. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit and ride that wave. Like I'm the type of person. It's like being at the beach. You know when you get hit by the big wave and you go in the water, and you come back up and you get licked again with the next one. You go back in the water, get back up again, licked again with the next one. That's all I want you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like every time you felt one wave, you're just recovering from that, and you get again. That's how it has to be.
I love that.
It's not one song that's gonna make you at the end of the day. Yeah, one song could bring you so far, but you're gonna have to give more than that.
No, okay, I'm gonna tell you something. I tell you the honest to God's truth. You know, I've always been a supporter. I listen. I root for my hood just cause. So I listened to a song called Monin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and I seen a teaser for it. Mm-hmm. So just from the teaser, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. See, I know you by your real name, and I know you by the name that, you know, you were affectionately known as in the schoolyard and stuff. So I'm like, oh, this kid is not playing. Oh, he's picked up his whole flow. Oh, this is about to be a problem. And you know what? I just looked at you. I watched your image doing your thing, and this is going. This is going to fly.
Speak it. This is prophecy right there.
Yeah, I feel like you got next just because I see it, and you know what? I think this may be your forte. I don't know if what you were doing before was for you. I think this is your forte. You look like you belong there.
Thank you. That's all I heard. Like I said, that's all I've heard. All I told people, and you know, Kaya, I played it for mommy. You know what I'm saying? I told myself if I could fool her, we're good to go. I told everybody. I said, yo, if I play this track for my mother and she does not know it's me, we are good to go, because she makes fun of my Jamaican accent all the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 24. You know, Jamaicans are right. They make fun of us all the time. You got your Canadians, you got Jamaican. They make fun of us all the time. So once I played it for her in the car where she's bopping. We're driving through the hood. We're in Burbs. Like, I'm on St. Jacques, bringing her back to the crib. So we're bumping. She's like, oh, what's this? I'm like, oh yeah, this is a new track. She's like, who's this, Shaggy? I said, oh, shit.
She said Shaggy.
Oh, sorry for my language. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, no, like, this is my track. She's like, what do you mean? You wrote the song? Because she knows I write music. I'm like, no, this is my song.
Mm.
She's like, I don't understand. What do you mean? You're singing the song. I said, this is me singing the song. And that was it for me. After I played her one more, and she was like, oh my God. Like, even just now when I dropped the teaser, she linked me yesterday, like, how do you sound like you come from yard?
Yes, mommy.
She's like, how do you sound like? She's like, I swear you came with me. So from my God, that approval, I knew I was good to go. You know what I mean? And we ran with it. And my engineer, he's a crazy engineer. Like, he's worked with Drake before. He works with Tory on the regular, press all these guys. So it's like, when I went, and he's Jamaican too. So when we went in there and did that, he's like, yo, if you got six more like this, we're on. And we just did like 15 of them.
Bang.
And we just chose 10 of them and made the whole track. So that's what it came out.
Yes.
Now we're here. So we're dropping this, and the album's going to be out in about 2 or 3 weeks. Same type of
vibe. Now. That's
all positive.
Now.
Yo, all that's positive vibe. Exactly. It's when I heard it, it was the positive vibe. I just feel in this time that we're in right now, yo, it's not even just a distraction. We need things to just lift us up. Like, it's just really, like, in these times, like, yo, the frequency is low. The powers that be are working hard to keep the frequency low. So any opportunity we have to raise that vibration and raise the frequency, that's just what it is. And I feel like with the single you just dropped, bro, you're doing it. You know what I mean? And
it's brother, trust me. When I wrote the song, we were in quarantine lockdown. I swear.